This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The new operating system for the world's most popular single mobile phone is out. Apple's iOS 9 hit the streets this week, and one of the bells and whistles in the thing is that it lets you block online ads. And lo and behold, it took just a day after the thing was released for ad-blocking apps to be among the most downloaded on the App Store, which is good for us, right? We get to read the news, check sports scores, all that stuff without all those annoying pop-ups. But if it is good for us, it's got to be bad for somebody else. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that story.
So I'm in my office. I'm a reporter, and it's been a few minutes, so I need to check the news. I type in CBSNews.com, and I get this.
Want to play?
I'll give it a shot.
An ad for a video game. Enter Apple's iOS 9 and ad blocking, which will save us from enduring the same thing on mobile.
That's a great way of putting it.
Mobile industry analyst Jeff Kagan says, yeah, consumers will benefit, but
if you're an advertiser or if you're an ad agency, you're going to hate it.
Ad blocking apps already had the online publishing industry worried. But now that Apple's making it easy on mobile, publishers are even more concerned, says analyst Rebecca Lieb.
This has got the potential to change the entire economy of how the internet functions and how publishers will continue to function in the future.
Lieb says publishers, like news sites, might rely more on paid subscriptions, and advertisers might head to social media like Facebook and Twitter, where ads can't be blocked. Apple's move could also be a shot at Google, which rules the $120 billion online ad market. If so, says Carlos Kirchner of Bernstein Research, Google won't feel the impact too soon.
It's crucial to understand that the vast majority of Google's revenues are generated by Google sites.
As in search ads, which aren't impacted by ad blocking. Still, Apple is looking for advertising dollars elsewhere. Its new operating system includes a news app that lets media companies host their own ads, or lets Apple sell them for a 30% cut. And the app doesn't allow ad blocking. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.